We'd like to read now from Judges chapter 2. Beginning in verse 7, the Word of God says, "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-heres in the mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gaash. And also all the generation, all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered into the hands of spoilers, and spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed." I want us to go back and think about how the beginning of the passage of Scripture that I read to you tells us about when Joshua and the other leaders of Israel, that as long as Joshua and Moses and the other elders had been leading Israel and teaching them the Word of God and reminding them of what God had been doing in their lives, reminding them of the works of God, as long as Joshua and Moses and those other elders were alive, that the people served the Lord. And then the Scripture says that when Joshua died, notice in verse 10, "And all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." For generations they had been knowing God, and they had been seeing the works of God. And then after Joshua died, the Scripture says, "And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor the works which he had done for Israel." I believe that in our day today, I believe that we can look back and see that in the lives of our parents and grandparents, there were people that were much more faithful to God and that seemed to know the Lord and seemed to know the works of the Lord. And it seems to me that there is another generation that has risen up today that does not know the Lord and does not know the works of God, just as it was in this passage of Scripture. I don't think that we know the Lord like we ought to know the Lord. I don't believe that we realize the works of God that are going on in our lives. God still, as was mentioned earlier in a prayer, God still is performing miracles in our lives. And yet sometimes we act like that God is not on His throne. We don't know the Lord. We don't know all there is to know about God. We will never know everything that there is to know about God. But there are some basic principles that we need to know about God and we need to remember about God. One of the things that David says and tells us about God is that the Lord is my shepherd. And I need to know that today. I need to know not just that the Lord is my shepherd, I need to know Him as my shepherd. I need to know that God as my shepherd, more explicitly, I need to know that Jesus Christ is the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, that Jesus is providing everything that I need every day of my life. I sometimes forget to pray like the example prayer says. I sometimes forget to pray. I'm not talking about saying the words, but to really fervently pray, give us this day our daily bread. And the reason I forget to pray that, and I'm not saying I don't necessarily say the words, but I'm not really feeling, God, I need you to provide what I need today, is because I think that we have everything that we need. And we don't recognize that God is the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift. So the people of God, when they begin to take the blessings of God for granted, they begin to not know the Lord, and they begin to not realize the works that God is doing in their lives every day. The Lord daily, the Scripture says in Psalm 68 and verse 19, that the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. Now, if every day, if I'm looking at what God is doing for me, I'm going to feel thankful to God for His bountiful blessings. If every day I'm looking at Him as my shepherd providing for me, I'm going to want to serve Him and honor Him and worship Him and praise Him every day of my life. But if I begin to forget about God, if I begin to be blessed, if I begin to have so much that I don't realize how dependent I am on God, if my health is so good and my body is so strong that I don't realize I need God to draw the next breath, then, brethren, I'm like this generation that is spoken of here in Judges chapter 2, a generation that rose up and that knew not God and that did not recognize the works that God is doing. There are many, many things that we need to know about God. I need to know that God is love. I need to know that. God is love. It's because of the magnitude of the love of God that we will not spend eternity in hell, and I need to know that. I need to know that God so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son to save us from our sins. I need to know about the love of God. I need to know that God loves me so much that God commended His love toward me, and that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. I need to know that God loves me so much that nothing can separate me from the love of God. I need to know that God loves me with an everlasting love. I need to know that nothing can separate me from the love of God. I need to know that I am preserved in Christ Jesus our Lord. But there are a lot of other things I need to know about God. I need to know that God is not only love, but I need to know that God is a jealous God. I need to know that God, the Scripture says in Hebrews 12 and 29, that our God is a consuming fire. I need to know that about God. I need to know not only that God is love and that the Lord is my shepherd, but I need to know that the Lord is my judge. I need to know that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I need to know that God is judging me according to my works while I live here in this world. I need to know that God is on His throne as King of Kings right now. That God is looking and watching and seeing everything that goes on in my life. God knows the very thoughts of my mind and your mind. The Scripture says that there was a generation that understood that, and then there arose another generation that did not know God, and they did not know the works that God had been doing. Back up in your Bible just a moment to Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 8 in the previous book of the Bible, just before Judges, in Joshua chapter 8. I want to ask you this question. What is it that caused another generation to rise up that did not know God and that did not know the works of God? How could one generation know God and know the works of God and know how God dealt with His people? How could one generation know God and know the works of God, and then the next generation rise up and not know God and not know God's works? Well, there's a reason that one generation knew God and knew the works of God, and that's found here in Joshua chapter 8. Listen, please, to verses 34 and 35. The Word of God helps us to understand here why in the days of Joshua that they knew God and that they knew the works of God. In Joshua chapter 8, listen please to verses 34 and 35. to get a clear picture of why they did know God when Joshua was alive, and then after he died, there arose another generation that did not know God. Joshua chapter 8, listen please to verses 34 and 35. The Word of God says, "And afterward he read all the words of the law." That is, Joshua read all the words of the law. The blessings and cursings. Did he just read to them about the blessings? Did he just tell them how God provides different things for their lives? Or did he read the blessings and the cursings? I encourage you to go read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Read about the blessings and the cursings. There are probably 40 that are listed there. The blessings and the cursings in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And this says that Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. What's that saying? Joshua read the laws of God. He read them over and over to the people of God. They would assemble together. He would call an assembly, and he would read them the Word of God. They knew the Word of God. And when you read the Word of God and you know the Word of God, you begin to realize that that's the way you know the Lord and you know the works of God. And so it is that Joshua's generation knew the Lord and knew the works of the Lord. And then after Joshua died, there arose another generation that knew not the Lord and that did not know the works of the Lord. Back up in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 14. Look in Exodus chapter 14. If I were to ask you to describe some of the works of the Lord, what would you tell me about? Just very briefly, think about in your minds, what are some of the works of the Lord? If I were to ask you to tell me about the Lord, see, the text says there arose another generation that knew not the Lord and did not know the works of the Lord. Can you tell me all about God? I'm not just talking about can you tell me what the Bible says about God, but can you tell me about God working in your life? Do your children know how God has worked in your life? If I were to ask your children, and I were to say to your children, tell me what you know about God working in your parents' lives, could your children stand up and tell me different ways that God has been providing for and blessing your parents? Do your children know and understand that God has been working in your life all the days of your life? You see, that's the way that people begin to know the Lord and the power of God, and they begin to know the love of God, and they begin to know the judgments of God, and they begin to know the works of the Lord, is when one generation tells the next generation. But if you don't tell the next generation, there's going to arise another generation, just like they did after Joshua's day. There's going to arise another generation that does not know the Lord and that does not know the works of the Lord. I encourage you to write down some of the ways God has worked in your lives. I encourage you to write down, some of you that are older, if you're 30 years old, you need to have a number of things written down where people that you know can read about and you can share with other people what God has done and is doing in your life. God is working in your life every day. Your children need to know the Lord, and they need to know the works of the Lord. We don't need a generation that rises up. We don't need another generation that doesn't know the Lord and doesn't know the works of the Lord. We don't need a generation that doesn't know that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. We don't need a generation like that. We need a generation that knows and understands that homosexuality is a sin, and it's contrary to the Word of God and contrary to the ways of God. We need a generation that knows and understands that when a people are guilty of homosexuality, that God will do to them just as He did to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, that He will destroy a land that legalizes and condones homosexuality. We need a people that will know that. They need to know the Lord, and they need to know the works of the Lord. We need people that know that it's a serious thing to not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Did you know we have a generation that's rising up today that does not know that it's a serious matter to not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? They don't know that. They don't know it because they haven't been taught that. Rather, they have been taught it's all right. It's okay today. Things are different today. I'll tell you, brethren, that under the laws of God, the death penalty was called for those that would not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is a serious matter, and yet we have a generation rising up today that does not know that they're to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We have a generation rising up today that does not know the value of human life. They do not realize and understand that elderly people are to be honored. They do not know that when the hoary head or the gray-headed person comes into the room, that they're to rise up when that old person comes into the room. Rather, we are discarding the elderly. And then we go to the other end of life, and now we're killing unborn children. And all of that is because a generation has risen up that does not know the Lord and that does not know the works of the Lord. And the reason they do not know is because we have not taught them. Look in your Bibles at Exodus chapter 14. In Exodus chapter 14, the Word of God tells us about some of the works of God in the lives of the children of Israel. What had God done for Israel? What had God done for Israel? You remember how they were in Egyptian bondage, and while they were down there in Egypt and they began to cry unto the Lord, you remember how the Lord began to deliver them. You remember the 10 plagues that God sent on the Egyptians, and when God sent those plagues, He spared the children of Israel. The children of Israel were living right there in Egypt. Did God have the power to send judgment on a nation, but to spare people in that nation? Could God send the death angel throughout the land, and all the people, the firstborn in every house, die except where the people did what God told them to do? Does God still have that power today? When God delivered the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, and He brought them through the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army was following them, and they marched through, when Moses lifted up his rod, and the waters parted, and the children of Israel marched through on dry ground, the Egyptian army went down into that same ground, and God caused the ground to begin to be boggy, and the wheels of the chariots bogged down, and then God released those walls of water, and the water drowned the Egyptians, and God said, the Scripture teaches us, that God told them to look at the power of God, see what God had done, and tell their children, teach their children what God had done. Exodus chapter 14, verse 29, the Word of God says, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day. Has God ever saved you? And I'm not just talking about eternal salvation, brethren. God has saved you time and time and time again. God has delivered you. God has been with you. How can a generation rise up that does not know the Lord and that does not know the works of God? Did you know it is only 2 generations later, after what we're reading right here, it is only 2 or at the most 3 generations later that we read those Scriptures in Judges chapter 2, where the Scripture says, and there arose another generation that knew not the Lord. Just 2 or 3 generations after God has brought them through the Red Sea and God has destroyed the Egyptian army, just 2 or 3 generations later, there arose a generation that did not know the Lord and did not know the works of the Lord. Verse 30 says, "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses." I want you to know that when you know the Lord, when you know the Lord and you know the works of the Lord, you will fear the Lord. Brethren, there are so many people today that think we are not supposed to fear God. And that is a lie from the devil. The Scripture says the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. Jesus makes this statement. He says, "Fear not them which are able to kill the body, but fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's what Jesus said. Fear God. Fear God. Why don't people know to fear the Lord today? Why don't children understand the seriousness of disobeying God? Why don't they understand that we ought to fear the Lord? It's because they have not been taught the Word of God. They don't know the Lord, and they don't know the works that the Lord performs on those that obey Him, great works, and on those that disobey Him, there are serious consequences. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Look carefully in your Bibles at Deuteronomy chapter 4. The Scripture is going to tell us here that God is telling them. Now remember, we're looking at the generation in Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're looking at the generation that did know the Lord and that did know the works of the Lord. And we're going to see in Deuteronomy chapter 4 why they knew the Lord and why they knew the works of the Lord. The reason that the next generation knew the Lord and knew the works of the Lord is because their parents taught them. You follow that? Do you know why there is a generation today that does not know the Lord and does not know the works of the Lord and does not know to fear God? It's because the parents have failed to be what we're supposed to be. Deuteronomy chapter 4, listen to verses 9 and 10. The Word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, unless they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." Teach them. Teach them what? Teach them what God did for Israel. Teach them what God did to the Egyptians. Teach them what God did to the children of Israel when they took of that forbidden fruit when they got to Jericho. Teach them what they did at Ai, what God did to them at Ai. Teach them what God did to them in the wilderness when they murmured against the Lord. Teach them about the Lord and about the works of the Lord. Teach thy sons and thy sons' sons. Verse 10 says, "Specially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children." Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, listen to verse 2. Deuteronomy 6 verse 2 says, "That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command thee, that thou and thy son and thy son's sons." You have a son. You are to teach him about God, about the laws of God, about the Word of God, and you're to teach him the works that God has done. Back in the days of old, you're to teach them how God dealt with His people in the Old Testament. Some people believe that God in the Old Testament is different than the God of the New Testament. I'll tell you, the Word of God tells us in the New Testament that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change, and His laws do not change. And the only reason that there is a generation today rising up that does not know the Lord and does not know the works of the Lord and does not know the laws of God is because we have failed to impress them on our children and on our grandchildren. Rather, have even made excuses as to why they don't have to obey the Word of the Lord. judgment is coming on parents and grandparents when you give your children and grandchildren permission to do direct disobedience to God's Word and God's laws and God's ways. We cannot rebel against God, God's Word, and God's way. We cannot fail to teach our children and our grandchildren about the Lord and about His Word and about His ways without the anger of the Lord coming on them. See, if you go back and you read from Judges chapter 2, it tells us about that generation that did not know the Lord and did not know the works of the Lord. It says that the anger of the Lord came upon that generation and the Lord destroyed that generation. Do you know why God destroyed them? It's because they did not obey the Word of the Lord. Well, why didn't they obey the Word of the Lord? They didn't know the Word of the Lord. Why didn't they know the Word of the Lord? It's because their parents and grandparents had not taught them the way of God and had not taught them about the Lord. They perished. That's exactly right. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Listen, please, after he says in verse 2, to teach them to thy son and thy son's sons all the days of thy life. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. God repeatedly tells the children of Israel, Teach thy children, thy sons, and thy sons' sons. Teach them about how I deal with my people. And I want to remind you that we're talking about God's dealings with His chosen people. God says this, My people are destroyed. Do you know why He says they're destroyed? For a lack of knowledge. Some people think that ignorance is bliss. Some people think, oh, I would rather just not even know about all of those judgments of God. I'm telling you that God's judgments come on His people when they do not know. And do you know, I believe this. I believe that one of the ways that causes adults and parents and grandparents to suffer the most is when they see the judgments of God coming on their children and on their grandchildren. They know the reason that they did not know the Lord and they did not know the way of the Lord is because they have failed to teach them. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, the Word of God says, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Do you know why they rebelled against God? There's only one reason. What was the reason back there in Judges chapter 2 and verse 10? What was the reason they rebelled against God? They didn't know the Lord and they did not know the works of the Lord. That's exactly right. Isaiah chapter 2, he says, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. What's he saying? He says, an ox knows more than my people know. An ox knows his owner. The ass knows his master's crib. But my people, they don't even know where their blessings are coming from. God told the children of Israel back there in Deuteronomy chapter 8, He says, When you go into the land of Canaan, you have everything you need, then beware lest thou forget the Lord thy God that gave you all these blessings. Brethren, there has never been a people on the face of the earth, never been a people on the face of the earth that are blessed like us in this congregation. There has never been a people that has as much as we have. And yet, we have forgotten the Lord. We have forgotten Him. God said, you better beware because you will forget when I'm blessing you. You tend to forget the Lord and you tend to forget His works. Go with me in closing. Look in closing to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 9. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 9, the Apostle Paul writing to the saints of God at Corinth. Let me ask you this. When Paul wrote the church at Corinth, was he pointing out things they were doing that were wrong? Why was he doing that? Because he knew the fierce anger of God that would come on the church if they did not repent. So now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 9, the Apostle Paul explains why he's laboring so hard. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we, listen carefully, this is talking about Paul, and he's talking about the church at Corinth, and he's talking about every one of you in this congregation. He says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Every one of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And Paul says, that's the reason, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I pray that God will help every one of us to understand the seriousness of disobeying God. Read the Word of God. See how God has dealt with His people in days gone by. See how when a people love God and fear God and serve God, see how God blesses that people. And also see that when a people rebel against God and forget God, that the Scripture says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget the Lord. May God help us to repent. To repent and to begin to know the Lord and to know His works is my prayer for Christ's sake.